Dear Rudy, until this year, when we decided to vacation in the Costa Rican rainforest for my 60th birthday, our experiences with the jungle had been limited to monkeys at the zoo, toucans on the Fruit Loops box, and early Banana Republic franchises. Our hotel billed itself as a model of sustainable ecotourism, a demonstration of how to save the rainforest by luring nature lovers to pay to see it. Ah, but could we qualify as ecotourists? My husband Larry and I can't identify anything beyond the generic tree, rock, vine, bug. And we've never counted birds. We are, however, very good about recycling anything with a one or a two at the bottom. I found that a guided tour of the jungle has much to teach the ecotourist. For starters, it is very muddy underfoot and quite humiliating to slide on your butt past the other eco-tourists, hearty honeymooners Robin and Hal from Denver, and Arnold, the holistic optometrist from Park Slope. Another important lesson I learned from the jungle is that it's very nice to be at the top of the food chain. For instance, I am glad that I am not a leaf-cutter ant, the insect that gets my vote for the lower species most in need of an intellectual evolutionary upgrade. Stop and mop your brow at almost any step along the jungle trail. Look down and you will notice what appears to be an endless slow-moving line of tiny trudgers, each bearing a hunk of leaf many times the size of its body. Each ant disappears into the same hole in the ground where it deposits its burden and heads back out to get another. While my eco-tourist companions marveled at the sheer determination of these tiny creatures, I indulged in ecologically incorrect fantasies, such as what would happen if I pushed a stick in the hole. I also wondered as I stood there watching this labor of lug, why, after all these eons, the ants hadn't realized that if they simply formed a bucket brigade, they could deliver more leaf bits faster, thereby freeing up some leisure time in which they could go to the gym, rent a video, or contemplate the meaning of life. It took just 3 hours in the jungle for me to opt out of the echo part of ecotourism and retreat to my natural habitat, which turned out to be my bungalow, reading in bed, sipping a mango daiquiri, cooled by a ceiling fan under a canopy of mosquito netting. When I wasn't in bed, I cooled off in the pool or ate well in the dining room. Me no Jane. My husband, Larry of the Jungle, formerly Sir Lawrence of Suburbia, was too alpha male to give up so quickly. He plunged back into the jungle the next day for the jungle medicine walk, led by a local shaman. Larry staggered out 4 hours later, and after emptying out his boots, showering, and taking three ibuprofen, crawled into bed alongside me. "The shaman called me Old White Man," he muttered, as he slipped into an exhausted sleep. St. Martin in the Fields is starting to look pretty good. Talk to you from London. Love, Mary Lou.